Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. And that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Brand new site, very, very tablet-friendly, mobile-friendly, so be sure to check that out. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, this week, I happened to catch an article while doing some browsing on the internet about distracted driving. And I saw some statistics from 2020 that kind of put me on edge. Distracted driving has become a huge issue across the country and the world. 80%, this is one of the statistics I found, 80% of car accidents today are caused by some form of driver distraction. Now, out of that 80%, 58% of those crashes are committed by teen drivers. Now, these are all statistics from 2020 that I was able to pull up. I also found this statistic. Couple that with the, on average, 9 people a day die as a result of an accident involving a distracted driver, and you have a serious issue. So 9 people a day on average out of those 80% car accidents, they die as a result of distracted driving. Now, going through the web, looking at different things, a lot of the competitor insurance companies had articles on distracted driving, so I had to go through, and I actually found one from the Shepherd Center with tips on how to avoid or prevent distracted driving from occurring when you're behind the wheel. Again, I'm only going to share a few of the tips because I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on that link. It will bring you to our blog. If you're listening to this later on, easy enough. You just go up into the upper right of the blog, search archive, type in distracted driving prevention tips, or distracted driving, and it should bring up the blog post for today with the link to the full article from the Shepherd Center. Now, the first tip I have for you is put that phone away. Putting your phone on vibrate or locking it in the glove box or the center console of your vehicle while you're driving will reduce your urge to check emails or texts. I don't know about you, but I got to admit, I do get a little distracted sometimes with my phone. I'll be working on something or I'll be talking on the phone on my office phone with a client. And then all of a sudden I'll see ding, 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 a bunch of messages come up or my phone will ring. Something that just distracts me from what I'm doing while I'm sitting at my desk. Just think what would happen if I was behind the wheel. And something that like that were happen. I happen to be using an iPhone. An iPhone does have a feature in there that it will your phone will detect if you're driving, and it will silence any phone calls or text dings or anything like that while you're driving, unless you have it set to like you know if you need to your wife needs to get a hold of you at you know any time or your business needs to get a hold of you at any time, you can set that up so the phone will allow those calls to ring through. But basically everything else, it will just not do anything. It won't ring, it won't vibrate, it won't do anything for you to kind of prevent you from being distracted while you're driving, which is nice. I don't have an Android phone, so I don't know if there's something similar that Android has. I'm sure they probably do That's a great thing to happen. Again, if I can just be distracted by my phone while I'm here at my desk working, just imagine how much more of a distraction that phone would be if I allowed it to continue without that driving safeguard on my phone. So definitely put that phone away if at all possible. The second tip I have for you is watch out. Now, don't multitask while driving. And when you're behind the wheel, there's one task you should be focusing on, and that is the road and driving safely. So don't be drinking your coffee. Don't be brushing your teeth. Don't be putting on makeup. I've seen all of these things. I've seen women putting on makeup behind the wheel. I've seen people taking big swigs of coffee as they're driving down the road. Coffee in one hand, and they've got a donut or sausage McMuffin in the other hand, and they're sitting there with their hands on the wheel, taking a bite, taking a drink, taking a bite, taking a drink as they're driving down the road. Please, please, please don't multitask. Main focus when you're behind the wheel is driving, keeping yourself safe and those around you safe. So please don't multitask. The third tip I have for you is make a plan. Set up your music. Make those last texts or phone calls before you even put the key in the ignition. Before you even put the key in the ignition, make sure that your music is all set up to the songs that you want to play as you're driving. Those last texts or phone calls, make sure that those are all taken care of before you even put the key in the ignition, okay? If you're going to use the GPS function of your phone, get a voice command version. I've got that on my vehicle. My radio, I've got Apple CarPlay, and I can plug my phone in, and I can use my GPS mapping software I use is Waze, W-A-Z-E. I love using that one. Very, very easy to use, very, very helpful, very, very intuitive for the area. So it's not a paid advertisement for Waze, but check it out if you don't have it. And then through my Apple CarPlay, I can use voice commands for my, like if I need to do something with the GPS. If you're using a map application, so let's say you're using the Apple apps or the Google Maps or something like that, pull over, all right? Don't be pulling up with a map on your phone while you're driving down the road. Pull over if you need to check the map to see where you're going, to see where the next turn is or whatever. But if you're going to use the map on your phone, pull over and use the map on your phone, okay? Now, the last tip I want to share with you is not really a distracted driving one, but it's important, and that is buckle up. This goes without saying, but we got to say it here. When you get into a vehicle, doesn't matter if you're a passenger in that vehicle or if you're the driver of that vehicle, you should always buckle your seatbelt. Very, very important. So many lives have been saved by seatbelts. It's very, very important that you use your seatbelt, especially in today's environment where we have the the front, rear, and side airbags. Very, very, very important to have your seatbelt on for when those side airbags go off and the front airbags go off. So be very, very, very diligent in making sure that you are buckling your seatbelt before you start driving down the road. Now, like I said, there are many more tips from the Shepherd Center. Go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. Let's talk insurance. It'll bring you to the blog. If you happen to be listening later on, as far as the blog post, easy enough, just go up to the search bar and type in distracted driving, and it should bring up the link, the blog post for today with a link to the article. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. As always, you can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance every week. We are the weekly podcast that shares with you all things insurance. I hope you have a very good, very safe, and a very warm week. Take care.